This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with that brutal weather in the central U.S., tornadoes in Oklahoma, and massive hail in Kansas. Homes destroyed, trees and power lines knocked down. And Roger Edwards with the Storm Prediction Center says it may not be over yet for the nation's midsection.
There's a line of thunderstorms as we speak here from north central Missouri down toward southwest Missouri, and it arcs over the northwest corner of Arkansas and then into eastern Oklahoma. And there's still potential for tornadoes and severe wind with that as that moves eastward into the Ozarks region and mid-Mississippi Valley.
Israeli tanks have taken control of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt on the Gaza Strip side. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Footage from Israel's military showed one of their tank brigades entering the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing. Israel has moved forward with an offensive in the southern Gaza city, even as ceasefire negotiations with Hamas remain fragile. The development came after Hamas said it accepted an Egyptian-Qatari-mediated ceasefire proposal. Israel, however, insisted the deal did not meet its core demands. Meanwhile, Israel's military also carried out a flurry of strikes and bombardment across Rafah overnight, killing over 20 Palestinians, many of them women and children. I'm Karen Shamas.
Another American's been arrested in Moscow. William Nykum, accused of breaking into a children's library while drunk. He's been sentenced to 10 days in jail. He's an English language tutor. Russian President Putin begins his fifth term in office today. Donald Trump returns to his hush money trial today in New York. Boeing could try again as soon as Friday, but last night it had to call off its first astronaut launch because of a valve problem on the rocket. The two astronauts were going to the International Space Station. This is AP News. There's more about Boeing. The AP's Norman Hall.
The Federal Aviation Administration has opened an investigation into Boeing after the company reported that workers at a South Carolina plant falsified inspection records on certain 787 planes. In an email to Boeing South Carolina employees on April 29th, Scott Stocker, who leads the 787 program, said a worker observed an irregularity in a required test of the wing-to-body joint and reported it to his manager. A review is said to have determined several people recorded performing required tests but had not. The email says Boeing engineers determined that the misconduct did not create an immediate safety of flight issue. I'm Norman Hall.
A painting by Caravaggio in the 1600s, thought to have been lost, has been found in Spain, where it was about to go to auction. The Prado Museum there will unveil it to the public. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.